All right, welcome back everybody to the deep dive. You know how it is, so much to learn and not nearly enough time.
Yeah, tell me about it.
So today, we are going deep, deep, deep on one single idea to help you wrap your head around it. We're doing it without, making your brain explode, hopefully.
That is the goal.
Exactly, without all the fluff. It's an idea that could honestly change how you see everything around you, from the classroom to just walking down the street. So we're diving into Nothing But Skill, which is this article by Dr. Jerick Janio. It was published in the Assessment Review about a year ago.
Yeah, I remember seeing that one. Really got me thinking.
Oh, for sure. So basically what Dr. Janio is saying is anything you do on purpose, any action, any choice is a skill, a competency being put on display.
Yeah, and it's not just, oh, look, they did the thing. It's like, what does it say about what they're actually capable of doing?
Right. Like it totally flips the script on how we usually think about behavior, especially in, education.
Yeah, behavior in schools, like sometimes it feels like a dirty word, right?
Right.
Like we are trying to, control kids or something. Dr. Janio, he even talks about the whole history of this, like with
Yeah.
Pavlov and Watson and all those experiments with conditioning.
Right, exactly, where it's like, are we just trying to make students into robots or what? But then Dr. Janio throws out this question, and it's a good one. Isn't the point of education to get kids to be able to like explain historical events, understand literature, or use science in the real world?
Right. Like if a student can break down a poem or a journalist can write a story that just grabs you or a nurse, right, knows exactly how to care for a patient, all of that is skill. They have the knowledge, sure, but it's the using it that's the real skill.
So how do teachers figure out if a student's actually learned something, right? That's the question.
Well, I mean, all they can really go on is what the student shows them, what they
Yeah.
actually do, right?
Yeah.
Like writing, speaking, solving problems, even, creating something new, it all boils down to those skills in action.
I mean, teachers are always making these judgment calls, right?
They see a presentation, they read a paper, they listen to answers in class, and from all that, they're supposed to figure out, okay, does this student get it?
It's fascinating, really. Dr. Janio's point is showing up every day, trying hard, that's great, but it doesn't automatically equal learning. It's about what the student can actually do with that knowledge at the end of the whole process.
And this, what they can do because of it, that is such a key idea in this whole article. He even says flat out, education is all about changes in behavior. But by that, he means those new skills and competencies they pick up along the way. And get this, he doesn't think this learning only happens in the classroom,
Oh, absolutely. This is happening all the time, right?
Like when we just think about something we read, try to understand our experiences, just make sense of the world around us, that's all skill building.
Right. And that brings us to the classroom management piece of this. Dr. Janio is not a fan of just using grades or extra credit as like a carrot and a stick. It's about creating an environment where, that desired behavior, those skills can actually thrive.
Yeah, totally. I mean, you don't teach someone to play the piano by just giving them a gold star every time they show up for practice.
Ah, oh, exactly.
It's all about, instruction and feedback and giving them space to actually play. It's got to be the same with learning, any subject.
You said it, and I think what's so interesting here is the focus shifts. It's not about whether the teacher thinks the student is paying attention. It's about what the student can actually do as a result of that instruction. Like, what real abilities can they demonstrate now?
All right, so buckle up because Dr. Janio takes this whole thing even further. He's saying observing any behavior, even just how people interact, is basically observing skill. Every question, every answer, every little thing, it's all telling us something about what that person knows and how well they can communicate.
I never thought about it like that, but it's so true. Like, we're constantly judging people's skills without even realizing it. Think about it. You go to the doctor, you're checking out their expertise, right? Picking a band for a night out, you're judging their musical talent, even just hanging out with a friend, you're picking up on their empathy. We do it because it matters to us,
It's like this constant subtle skill test going on all the time. And then Dr. Janio brings it right back to the classroom. Teachers, they aren't just sharing knowledge. They are using their own set of skills to see how their students are developing their skills. It's a two-way street, you know?
Absolutely. Students got to show what they can do, and teachers got to be skilled enough to recognize and assess all of that.
And that leads to this whole other question about fairness, right? Like, are we judging everyone fairly when it comes to these skills? Dr. Janio points out that a teacher's own skills and experiences are like baked into their observation.
Right. It's all about context. The same skill can look totally different depending on where and how it's demonstrated.
Exactly. And how do you even like see things like empathy or critical thinking in a student? I mean, a lot of that is just interpretation,
oh,
right?
For sure.
One teacher might see a quiet kid and think they're, you know, deep in thought. Another teacher might think they're just not paying attention.
It's tricky. And then you add in all the new technology, cultural differences, it gets even more complex. Teachers need skills to understand students who are showing what they know in ways that maybe they aren't used to seeing.
It's true. It's true. Like, a student might be awesome at using some online collaboration tool, showing off their problem-solving skills, but if the teacher doesn't even know how the tool works...
Yeah, then it's like, they are invisible.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Janio, he even looks at the language teachers use to describe their students.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Saying a kid is well-behaved or always prepared or participates in discussions. I mean, that's all the teacher picking up on certain actions and deciding if that means the student's engaged or learning.
It makes you wonder, right? Like, we know students can be lacking in certain skills for a subject. But what if teachers sometimes lack the skills they need to see all the different ways students could be showing their learning, especially when it's not just, you know, the standard test and homework format?
So true. So to sum up, Dr. Janio, he's saying teaching is all about, like, deliberately trying to get students to do certain things to develop specific skills.
It's interesting, right? Like, even just taking a test, that's an expected behavior. It's a very specific way to show what you've learned under very specific conditions.
Right. But then it begs the question, what do those grades really tell us? Like, in a class with both theory and hands-on stuff, does a good grade mean the students aced both? Or could they be amazing at one end, struggling with the other?
Yeah, it's not very nuanced, is it?
Not at all.
Yeah.
And Dr. Janio even asks, what does a grade really reveal about what a student can do? Like, can they really analyze information? Can they explain their ideas clearly? Can they use what they've learned in, you know, the real world? He's saying, if we aren't focusing on seeing students actually demonstrate specific skills, we can't really answer those questions.
So another big point he makes is those skills we're teaching, they got to be relevant to students' lives, right?
Totally.
They should help them make good decisions, be happy, you know, all that good stuff.
And he says something really powerful. Background, opportunity, yeah, those matter. But at the end of the day, it often comes down to the skills you have. The ones you use to navigate the world, how well you assess situations, use your resources, all of that. It's all skill-based.
It's true. So teachers have a responsibility here, right? To be crystal clear about what they expect to see from students, what those skill demonstrations should look like. And students need to know what skills they're working on and why they matter.
This whole perspective makes you rethink the usual ways we test kids, too. Like Dr. Sanyo calls out multiple choice tests. Picking the right answer, it doesn't really show how well you understand something or how you'd use that knowledge out in the world.
I mean, think about it. Lots of fields are already all about showing what you can do.
Exactly.
In English, it's writing a great essay. In journalism, it's telling a story that people can't put down. In art, it's mastering those techniques, expressing yourself. Those disciplines are all about showing off your skills, your abilities.
And Dr. Janio, he even says it goes beyond, you know, just the technical stuff. In tons of jobs, you need communication skills, time management, how to think critically about information. It's amazing how just watching someone who's really good at what they do can inspire you, you know?
It's true. It sets the bar, shows you what's possible.
So the takeaway here is classrooms should be about showing those skills off, not just about chasing grades. It's about using knowledge, not just memorizing it.
Okay, so Dr. Janio also points out this weird disconnect in the whole education system.
Mm.
Teachers are always looking at student behavior, which we now know is really them looking at skills, right? But the system itself, it cares about grades, test scores, if you finish the class.
But the whole system is a little backwards, isn't it?
It's a little bit, yeah.
Teachers might be all about skill development, but then they're judged on totally different things.
Exactly. So to wrap this whole thing up, Dr. Janio is saying, we need to be intentional about empowering students through their skills.
Right, right.
As a teacher, that means you got to be clear about which skills you want your students to develop and how they can show them off.
And it brings up a bunch of big questions. How do we even measure critical thinking, leadership, problem solving, writing skills, communication? How do we make sure students understand why they are learning these things? What they can actually do with them?
Yeah, yeah.
Dr. Janio says, we need to teach the skills people need to deal with, like all the crazy stuff in the world today, technology, misinformation, stress, all of it. We can't just hope they'll figure it out on their own.
Right. And his last point, it's a big one. It's time to ditch that old behavior management mindset in education. We got to put skills and competencies front and center, make them the heart of how we interact with students.
All right, so after this deep dive into nothing but skill, the big takeaway is this. Anything we do on purpose, any action, any choice, is us showing off our skills and abilities. And that changes how we think about everything, not just learning in school, but all of life.
So think about it. How does this change how you see what you do, what people around you do? What skills are you seeing in your everyday life, at work, at school, with your friends?
And here's one last thing to ponder. What if we actually made skills the most important thing in education? What would that look like? What skills matter most to you? How do you see those skills in yourself and other people? It's a pretty mind-blowing idea when you really think about it. Thanks for diving deep with us on The Deep Dive.
Always a pleasure.
Until next time, everybody.
See you.